The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good afternoon, welcome to the William Hill Racing Preview, the Irish Racing Preview, I should say. My name is Alex Dunn, and I'm joined on the line by Andy Holding to look ahead to the Dundalk card on Wednesday evening. Morning, Andy. Afternoon, I should say. How's things?
No, it is morning.
Oh, it is. Actually, it'll be morning.
It'll be afternoon by the time everyone listens to this, probably.
What we'll say is, good day, listeners, good day, and yeah. Andy Holding.
Good Wednesday.
Firstly, how are you?
Better than you.
We'll start with that. I've just got a bit of a cold.
You have?
I don't know where it's come from, but...
It's come from that pesky office that we work in.
Yeah, well...
Not good at all, is it?
Nothing we can do about that. Firstly, why is there a Dundalk card on a Wednesday evening, Andy?
I don't know. This is quite strange, yeah. It caught me on my guard this week when I looked at the advanced forecast for where I'm going to be doing podcasts, and I was thinking, oh, I've got a nice little jumps card probably Wednesday, and then pops Dundalk. Yeah, quite surprising. And on Friday, I believe, as well.
You won't be knocking it, though, will you?
I'm not knocking it, no, because it's a good card tonight.
Yes, yeah, you mentioned that off-air, that you think that you've got a few fancies tonight, so we'll crack on. We start with the 6.15. It's a handicap over 5 furlongs. An open little contest. Majestic Timeline is the most consistent runner, but as a result of that, carries top weight. And I have a feeling that you quite fancy number three here. Times in at how are you saying this? Anatevka?
Times in Anatevka.
Is that your pick?
I do like Times in Anatevka, yeah. I think this filly's got a bit of upside revolving a chance here tonight, largely due to the fact that, A, she ran against a good horse last week who did a very good number under review, who's in great nick at the moment, and also I think the drop back to 5 furlongs will suit this filly tonight. She was very, very keen early on in the hands of Conor Keane last week, and he was trying to settle her, trying to get her to drop ahead. Basically, she was running like she wanted to go a lot quicker than what she was being allowed to, and I think she just wants to stride on, and hopefully tonight she'll get her chance, dropping back down to the minimum trip. Her come-home figure was quite good as well, considering where she was in the field, and that first-time tongue tie seemed to really suit her as well. That was the first time that she had that contraption on. Now she's up against Majestic Timeline, who has probably got the best form here at Dundalk, but it's quite alarming for me that this filly has had 6 tries at Dundalk and yet to finish in the frame in those 6 attempts. She's got some good form at Wolverhampton, but that seems very much to be her track. So I think she's definitely worth taking on. And the bookmakers, I think, have got this wrong this morning. They've got Majestic Timeline in at favourite, and she's been knocked over in the betting. But I think we should be very much with Times in Anatevka. I think it's between the two. The rest of them are all 7 furlong mile horses like Stutchkov, Light Magic, etc., etc. I don't think they'll have the pace to cope with the front two in the market. But I'll go with Adrian Joyce's 3-year-old filly. Hopefully she'll get off the mark tonight.
Okay then. The reason I thought that you might fancy that is I've just finished compiling the William Hill Naps table for today. And Ross Briley selected that. And obviously he, like you, is a big speed figure fan. And yes. I'm guessing that one clocked a decent time last time. Or is it purely that you think it wants 5?
Yeah, I think it wants 5, yeah. And I did have a quick discussion with Ross this morning, funny enough. He rung me up about 8:30 this morning, said, oh, I quite fancy a few today, and that was one of the ones we discussed. So
ooh,
he's like me, probably struggling for inspiration over the jumps in the UK, and he's going with the Irish all-weather stuff.
Okay, grand. Okay then, so that's the 6.15 covered. The 6.45 is the next race that we'll look at, and it's a maiden over 7 furlongs. We'll start with Peony Fairy here for Jim Bolger. Pretty solid, really.
Oh, I think she's desperately weak. I think she's anything but solid.
Okay, we'll start that again. Not very solid, really, Andy.
Yeah, I want to take this on big time. I think this is the worst price of the night, this Peony Fairy. I think it'll do well to hit the frame, to be honest. I think this is a very, very good race. A lot of these horses are got lots of untapped potential. They've been running in very good maidens on the grass, and quite a few of them are trained by experts at that craft here at Dundalk. I thought PM Fairy was a good thing the other week, off the back of a decent run at the Curragh behind Terrific, and she let me down big time over 6 furlongs when she made the run in. She had an uncontested lead. Everything that could have possibly gone right for her that night did, and she missed a complete and utter open goal, and she ended up fading quite disappointingly as well. The time of the race is pretty modest, the form looks modest, and I think she's up against it here tonight, big style. I think she'll go off sort of above 2-1. I can't believe that she's so short this morning in the betting. The two that I want to concentrate my mind on mainly here are Wish You Were Here from the Edward Lynham stable and my nap of the evening, Eye on the Tass from the Mickey Halford stable. I wish that Wish You Here wasn't in the race, to be honest, because I think Eye on the Tass would have a straight passage to the winning line here tonight. I'll discuss Eye on the Tass first. She ran a massively eye-catching race first time out in a very good race at the Curragh back on the 29th of September. It's over 7 furlongs. She was 33-1, slowly away, and basically ran clueless in the first part of the race. But she was picking up very, very eye-catchingly in the latter stages. Going past the 2 furlong pole, I thought, oh, this filly's going to take a hand in the finish. Unfortunately, got stopped in a run once she was getting up ahead of steam. And from that point on, was kind of hoping eased her off. She hasn't been seen out since, but that race has worked out really well. Sparrow has won the second, Dance with Another has won the third, and the horse that was well behind on that occasion as well, a horse of Paul Deegan's, has also won Crystal Fashion. So this is a very, very good race. Tested is already being talked upon as a Guineas filly for next season. So you're talking a very high-class maiden there, and Eye on the Tass, obviously, with that experience under her belt, an eye-catching run, should take a hand in the finish here tonight. I'd be amazed if she's not in the first three. And the other one, as I said, I'm frightened of, is this Wish You Were Here. She also ran an eye-catching race in a good maiden at the Curragh. That was a couple of weeks after. It was won by Sparrow, but again, that form's worked out quite well. The third has won since Golden Amber. And she also did some good late work on it to finish to suggest she wants further. I think the race is going to revolve around these two. As I said, I don't want to be with the favourite, but I definitely want to get with Eye on the Tass each way.
Okay then, would the draw not inconvenience you for that one?
That's a slight concern, yes. I could have done with better draw than Trap 10.
But not the end of the world, though,
I am nitpicking, but you know, we're getting 6-7-1 this morning for this all, so I think we should take advantage.
Okay, so a fair price, and has been well supported this morning. That is the Nap, then, Eye on the Tass in the 6:45. The 7:15 is a maiden over 7 furlongs. We've lost the likely favourite here. Deep Speed is a non-runner. That leaves The Visitor and Dusty in Memphis vying for favouritism at the time of recording. On form, it should be going to one of them.
Should be, yeah. Real disappointed that Deep Speed doesn't run, not for the fact that I was going to tip the thing, the fact that I wanted to take it on. Obviously, at the time when I was looking at this race this morning, The Visitor was priced up at 7-2 in the morning tissues, and I thought, wow, we can get really stuck into this horse. But now we're looking at rather less appealing 6-4, but we have got the main danger out of the way, so you can't have everything, can you, in this world. Good run first time up here for David Kelly. I thought this horse showed a good deal of promise in a race that was won by High Net Worth. It was over 1.25 miles. This horse basically doesn't want to be running over 1.25 miles. Just looking by the way it moved through that race, it was very keen early on, failing to settle off the back of slow fractions, indicating that it's very much a horse that's going to do much better once dropped in trip. And I think if it's allowed to run conventionally tonight, i.e. not you know, giving its head from an early stage, I think we'll see this horse prove too good perhaps for Dusty in Memphis, who hasn't had a run for quite a while. That filly hasn't run since April. Not sure why it's been off the track so far, but has only got a rating of 69. And I think The Visitor, on the evidence of that, what we saw the other day, should be a much better horse than a 69 rated horse. So I'm going to take The Visitor to go one place better than last week.
Okay then, the next race that we'll look at is the 7:45. That's a handicap over 7 furlongs. Really competitive race this, Andy. Quite a few course favourites running here.
There is, yeah, but I think we can only concentrate on two here that matter. Rummaging's one of them, going to be very popular from the Mickey Halford stable, and Queen of the Sand, who arrives here off the back of a huge speed figure here several weeks ago when she put in a career best performance, finishing her race off very, very strongly from the back of the field in what has turned out to be one of the best figures races I've got so far at Dundalk on this autumn campaign. We've already seen a horse come out of that race and win. Subsequently, a horse called Valley Queen, and that horse languished back in 8th place on that evening. So it just shows you how good that race was that night. I'd certainly be fearful of Rummaging because he's been a winner waiting to happen for quite a while. Unfortunately, Mickey Halford's been running him over the wrong trip. He's been running over 6 furlongs, and as I said on a previous preview, when he finished third last time to English Deer, I expect this horse to get outpaced, quite what he was doing at 7-4 favourite to win that race last time out. I have no idea, but the fact that he ran so well certainly gives me enough belief to suggest he's going to be the main danger to my selection here tonight. But he has been chalked up at a rather stingy looking 15-8, whereas Queen of the Sand, who is very much the speed figure horse in the race, is 7-2. Now, with the dead eight runners here running in this 7:45, I recommend you back Queen of the Sand each way, just as a little bit of a cover in case the wheels come off. But I think it is between the front two and the market. But Queen of the Sand each way is a really good bet in that 7:45.
Okay then, Queen of the Sand, I should say, in the 7:45. The 8:15 is a handicap over a mile. Three non-runners at the time of recording. Numbers 2, 4, and 7 don't go. A pretty open contest this, Andy. We've got a short price favourite in Rose Angel, who bids to follow up a win just 5 days ago. Is she good value at 9-4 this morning?
I don't think she's great value, but she's my selection. She did a slightly quicker time than Lord Kenmire did over exactly the same course and distance last week. On my fit speed figures, I got a 77 for Rose Angel. I got a 75 for Lord Kenmire. They both came home from the 3 furlong pole pretty much identically as well. So they were finishing off their races simultaneously. They'd previously met back in late part of October when they finished 3rd and 6th respectively behind Happy Anniversary. Obviously, we got Marl in that race who doesn't run here tonight, so that's an added bonus. So I think this race really revolves around the front two in the market, as the prices suggest. The other danger would be Have a Nice Day, but unfortunately, Sabrina Harty's 3-year-old once again has been drawn in the coffin box, stall 13. I tipped this horse last time out from stall 13, believing that he had enough chance or he had enough ability to offset that stall position. He very nearly achieved it, but he can only manage 4th. And I've got a funny feeling that that draw could be his undoing tonight. I think we need to get with Have a Nice Day sooner rather than later when he gets a better stall position. But while he hasn't, then I think we should oppose him. And we should stick with last week's winner, Rose Angel, who has the best speed figure of the main two in the market this night. And I think Peter Casey's 3-year-old filly is worth staying with.
OK, then the penultimate race on the Dundalk card is the 8:45. It's a handicap over 1 mile, 2.5 furlongs. Another reasonably open contest here. At the time of recording, a horse that's been nibbled at and now heads the market is Girlines' No Money, No Honey.
Yeah, she's not a bad little filly. She's had 3 runs here. She's only ever run over up to a mile, but she has been running over further on the turf, so there's a good chance that she'll get the trip. She hasn't had a run since mid-June. Quite why she's been off the track for so long, I have no idea. But providing she's fit enough to do herself justice after a 5-month layoff, then she's obviously got to be worthy of respect. But however, I'll stick with Settle for Red from the Mickey Halford stable. He's showing clear signs of late that he's about to strike. Indeed, his best career race came last time out behind Total Reality. In a race that was won at a furious gallop, Settle for Red rather lost his position coming round the home turn as the pace increased, but he did stay on quite eye-catchingly down the lane to finish within a length and a quarter of the strong staying winner. And I think that should set him up quite nicely here tonight. He's back against his own age category. Obviously, that was against the older horses last time out. And this looks quite a weak affair. You can only really give several in this race strong cases. And I think Settle for Red around about 4-1 this morning. Looks a fair each-way bet in a race that won't take a great deal of winning.
OK, then. And the final race on the Dundalk card on Wednesday evening comes up at 9:15. It's a handicap over 1.5 miles. Another tricky little contest, but one that my eyes were drawn to is Whatever It Takes. Obviously, JP McManus sends one over to Dundalk. Niall Madden trains and Tom Madden rides, of course, taking that valuable £10 off.
Yeah, good old Tom's on this fella tonight. Certainly suggest you keep an eye on Tom Madden, obviously, like you are, Alex. Full marks to you there. Whether he's quite good enough to get this horse to get its head in front tonight, time will tell, because I think this is quite a hot little race. This is one of the most keenly contested and difficult races for me to decipher on this evening. I've got 3 or 4 really on the shortlist. Carvela certainly has to be one. Hasn't won in 15 starts, but it's not through lack of trying. Mickey Butler's 4-year-old has managed to get its head in front. Its last run here at Dundalk was a really good one behind Shaleman and Fairy-like in a decent speed figure race. And also last time out on the turf as well behind Ancient Sands, who's carried all before him of late. he certainly deserves to win, and hopefully he can go well tonight. He's certainly one to conjure with. Another one is Prospectorus from the James Dempsey stable, 9-year-old, but has certainly run all its best career races here at Dundalk, and certainly comes out well on the speed figures. And another one at the prices as well to keep an eye on is a horse called Anuzu, trained by Liz Doyle. This 9-year-old has only ever run the one race at Dundalk, and it was a decent one as well in a good maiden. It was won by Crazy, that was last season, but the race couldn't have worked out any better. The likes of Busty Tycoon who were in that race have gone on to much better things. And this horse has been in decent form as well, over jumps as well of late, finishing placed and close up in quite a few handicap hurdles with good speed figures this season. I've got a funny feeling that Anuso could easily outrun its odds. Around about 6-7-1 this morning. I think we'd probably take a chance with him each way, but this is a really nasty race. If you're trying to get out of trouble with this race, good luck to you.
OK then, good stuff, Andy. Best of luck with those selections, especially with the nap. Enjoy the action, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Will do. Cheers. Thanks, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.